You're listening to New Technia. Scientists want to turn ordinary grass into car parts, packaging, and an entire new industry. A newly funded U.S. initiative plans to grow perennial grasses on underused farmland, break the plants into useful chemical building blocks, and manufacture products for cars, buildings, and packaging. Bridges has received an initial $15 million and could receive up to $160 million, but its promised industrial scale and economic impact remain targets, not proven outcomes. Grass is usually treated as animal feed, landscaping, or unwanted growth. A new U.S. biomanufacturing initiative wants to turn it into something far more valuable, a regional raw material for car components, construction products, packaging, and industrial chemicals. The 30-second summary. A newly funded U.S. initiative plans to grow perennial grasses on underused farmland, break the plants into useful chemical building blocks, and manufacture products for cars, buildings, and packaging. Bridges has received an initial $15 million and could receive up to $160 million. But its promised industrial scale and economic impact remain targets, not proven outcomes. The National Science Foundation has selected the Bridges Engine in Alabama and Tennessee for its Regional Innovation Engines program. Led by the Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology with the University of Tennessee, Auburn University, and a broad network of partners, the project has received an initial $15 million award and may qualify for as much as $160 million over 10 years if it meets future milestones. Why grass? The project will focus on perennial crops such as switchgrass and miscanthus. These plants can grow on marginal or underused land that may be unsuitable for high-value food crops. Because they return each year, they can also reduce repeated planting and offer farmers an additional market without necessarily competing directly with prime agricultural land. Unlike petroleum, grass stores carbon that was recently captured from the atmosphere. Its stems contain cellulose, hemicellulose, lignin, and other compounds that can be separated and processed into fibers, resins, chemicals, and material ingredients. The technical challenge is doing that efficiently, consistently, and cheaply enough to meet industrial specifications. From field to factory. Bridges is not proposing that a blade of grass be shaped directly into a car part. The plan is to build an interconnected supply chain. Farmers grow selected crops, processing facilities deconstruct the biomass into chemical building blocks, researchers improve crop genetics and conversion methods, and manufacturers turn the outputs into finished or intermediate products. Possible uses include fiber-reinforced automotive components, insulation and composite building materials, molded packaging, and alternatives to selected petroleum-derived chemicals. Artificial intelligence, biotechnology, and advanced manufacturing tools are expected to help optimize crops, processing conditions, and product performance. Why the location matters? Alabama and Tennessee combine agricultural land, universities, automotive factories, chemical expertise, and existing manufacturing infrastructure. Bridges aims to connect those assets rather than build an isolated research laboratory. The project's larger ambition is a circular bioeconomy in which regional crops feed regional factories and manufacturing byproducts are reused wherever possible. Supporters say this could create new revenue for farmers and high-skilled jobs in rural communities. Project forecasts cited by organizers include more than $2 billion in private investment and over 4,000 jobs. Those numbers describe the initiative's long-term ambitions, however, and should not be treated as outcomes already secured. Could grass really replace petroleum? Not entirely. Oil is exceptionally energy-dense, globally traded and supported by more than a century of infrastructure. It can be converted into an enormous range of consistent, inexpensive materials. Plant biomass varies with weather, soil, genetics, and storage conditions, making uniform manufacturing more difficult. The more realistic near-term goal is to replace petroleum in carefully selected products where plant-derived fibers or chemicals offer competitive performance. Automotive manufacturers already use natural fibers in some interior and composite parts, while paper and molded fiber packaging are expanding as alternatives to certain plastics. Bridges aims to improve the crops, processes, and economics needed to broaden those applications. The major limitations. The full potential award of $160 million is conditional. Only the initial funding is assured. Industrial conversion must compete on cost, quality, and reliability with established petroleum-based supply chains. Transporting bulky biomass can be expensive and may erase environmental benefits if facilities are too distant. Land use impacts depend on what is planted, where it is grown, and which ecosystems or crops it replaces. Claims about jobs, investment, and emissions reductions must be verified through future operation and life cycle analysis. A test of the bioeconomy at regional scale. The most important aspect of Bridges may be its scale of ambition. Many plant-based materials succeed in laboratories but fail between the farm gate and the factory floor. The project is attempting to coordinate crop science, farmers, logistics, processing, manufacturers, workforce development, and investment within one regional system. If that network works, ordinary grass grown on overlooked land could become a valuable industrial feedstock. If it fails, the reasons will reveal where the bioeconomy's hardest bottlenecks really lie. Either result will matter to countries searching for practical ways to manufacture more materials with less dependence on fossil carbon. Before we overstate the result, Bridges has received an initial $15 million and could receive up to $160 million, but its promised industrial scale and economic impact remain targets, not proven outcomes. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.